Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hurts keeps, throws, batted up and picked off, intercepted, and the Chargers win the ball game.
Maybe the best feeling, just a wonderful feeling of winning and thrill of victory. It's certainly in the discussion. I put in the discussion the birth of my seven children, my marriage, in the conversation, just joyful. Joyous, and the biblical definition of that is just overflowing with joy.
So you heard the highlight, Monday Night Football, Joe Buck on the call, Raven for Life. Tony Jefferson intercepts a tip pass, clinched the game in overtime. Eagles were in field goal range, could have tied the game. Instead, it ends, and Jalen, and then you heard from Jim, don't call me Harbs Harbaugh, and talked about the joy of winning a football game. Justin Herbert got beat up in this game.
Man.
But he also rushed for 66 yards and helped them move the football down the field. They got five field goals from Dicker, the kicker, and they beat Cameron Dicker, and they beat the Eagles 22-19 in overtime. And the Eagles look broken on offense.
Yeah. I mean, look, neither team had a whole lot of downfield acumen in terms of moving the ball. It was a slog. Barkley got going more than we've seen lately, but that proved not even to be enough. Hurts didn't really want to use his legs at all for whatever reason.
Four carries for 8 yards.
I mean, and even they said during the broadcast, like, hey, we think, he's gonna run more here. They want more design runs. I think they were calling design runs. I don't think he wanted any part of it, which is kind of odd because the guy who's bleeding out on the other sideline is literally
like, I'll run.
He can't even grip the ball with two hands. He's fumbling, and he just keeps saying, this is the only chance we have to matriculate the ball, so I'm going to do it. And Hurts would rather just sit back and throw picks. But, like, this is a huge win for the Chargers.
Yes, like, massive.
And it's a huge turn of events for the potentially the Kansas City Chiefs as well. Because I don't think three teams from that division are making the playoffs in all likelihood.
Chiefs done, man.
And that takes the Chiefs out of finishing second in this division, probably. I thought it was really gutsy from the Chargers. Chargers defense played really hard. And look, the Eagles defense did a really nice job as well. I mean, they weren't giving up any touchdowns, and they still lost the game.
Well, you think of it from a Chargers perspective, where the Eagles turn the ball over five times. You don't typically think you have to go to overtime to win that football game, but you turn the ball over three times themselves. They had the fumble immediately after a Hurts interception at one point, and then the crazy play where Hurts had two turnovers in one.
They said since 1978, the same player has not turned the ball over on the same play twice, and he threw the pick, then they stripped the big man interception, Hurts recovers it, then he gets stripped, and the Chargers recover it again.
It's a fantastic win for the Chargers, no two ways about it. But with that being said, spinning this forward, they can't win in the playoffs with that offensive line. They can't, man.
Well, they lost our guy Bradley Bozeman.
It was a rough night for him. Rough night.
He was hit 11 times.
And that's without the Eagles' best defensive lineman playing in the game.
Yeah.
You know, no Carter. It's a tough road to hoe for the Chargers, the way they're doing it. I mean, literally, I can't imagine what Justin Herbert feels like this morning.
Cold tub.
And it's just, I mean, think about Ladd McConkey a year ago and like what that is now. I mean, Gadsden was a thing for a while, and then teams realized that's where the ball's going.
Well, but the other
now that's nothing. Keenan Allen is done.
So
he can't separate.
Full disclosure, I have him in a couple fantasy leagues, so I was doing a deep dive on him. Because the tackles are both out and the line so bad, they leave him in the block more often than they did before because he's like a big body. Yeah.
He's like a
tight end. So like he's been marginalized as a receiver.
The Johnson kid still can't really catch the ball or do anything consistently to the positive. Yet here they are. It's a really good. So this is now four straight home games where they've allowed 19 points or less, and they've allowed 14 or less in three of those. The defense gets the job done. Derwin James,
Tony Jefferson,
games, same stuff as always. But that was blood and guts, literally. And they deserved it.
It certainly seems like they're going to make it because you look at the current landscape in the AFC where they're 9-4, Bills are 9-4, and then 2 8-5 teams with the Texans and Colts. Colts just brought Phillip Rivers out of retirement.
Yeah, that's fun, Jason. What do you think of that?
I can't imagine that's going to go well. So you'd think those are the three wild cards, the Chargers, Bills, and Texans.
By the way, if he gets signed to the active roster, his Hall of Fame clock resets.
Restarts.
But what 44-year-old Phillip Rivers signing with the Colts, Jason?
I mean, desperate times,
yes.
I guess.
Yeah.
Desperate times.
Did not have it on my bingo card. He's got a grandchild.
Yes.
Phillip Rivers.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, so and back in the NFL. Let's move to another game, and a game that I think we all assumed the Chiefs at some point would find a way to beat the Texans. They did not. They lost 20-10. Andy Reid talks about the loss.
Listen, it was a great atmosphere for a football game. The fans were phenomenal. We came up short, obviously. So I need to make sure that I give the guys an opportunity on those fourth downs to make plays, take full responsibility for that. Thought we could muster something up there, and I knew points were important. So, but that's my responsibility to make sure those work. And then, the obvious is we've had too many drops. You got to take care of that. I'm not sure where these came from. We've been catching the ball pretty good there till last couple games. So we've got to go back to that and make sure we're done. These are great players that have had some drops, and quarterback I know would like to have a couple of those throws back. But we've got to start making those kind of plays offensively. And defensively, I thought, again, the second half of the game, we played really, really good sound football and made plays. We're able to put the ball back into the offense's hands. And then special teams, I thought, did a good job too. So
the Chiefs are 6-7. That fourth, he's referring to the 4th-and-1 from his own 30. They didn't convert in a one score game.
He should have punted. Your defense is your best unit.
Patrick Mahomes had no picks, no touchdowns, 3 picks. And is it possible this receiving corps just isn't good?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Well, I think, again, if you're going to ask me why things dried up, you could look at the Ravens as an example. How come the Ravens could push the ball downfield last year and they can't this year? I would say a lot of it starts with the offensive line. Yeah, I mean, look, we know what Hollywood Brown is. Like, that's nothing special. Rice has been a guy who gets the ball a ton, but it's not downfield. It's all within 10 yards of the line of scrimmage. They're a lot like the Ravens. Explosives are really hard to come by. The run game's not as good as it was a year ago. The downfield passing game is a joke.
Kelsey's
the quarterback's done. Having the worst stretch of his career. The tight end, who everything's run through forever, looks like he's getting old. Now, I don't think they're going to throw an extra $13 million at Kelsey.
No.
But we'll see.
Oh. No.
I'm guessing not.
Well, if you're him, just ride off into the sunset, dude. You get Taylor Swift. You've made enough money. She has more money than she knows what to do with.
She's a billionaire.
Multiple
almost.
Lifetimes.
Yeah.
But to me, despite all of it, the offense being terrible, Andy Reid lost the plot of the game.
Yes, he did.
Why you went for it on fourth down at your own 31, the Texans up until that point had one first down in the second half. 4-3 and outs. Your defense was playing its butt off. Punt the ball away. Give them a chance.
So their streak of winning the division is over. They're 6-7. The Broncos are 11-2. Are they missing the playoffs? I think they are.
100%. I think last night, I mean, that was a big result for them to the negative.
Bills have head-to-head. Texans have head-to-head. Yeah. Chargers beat them in the first
Jags
matchup.
Jags have head-to-head, like, even if Houston catches the Jags. Yeah. Jags got them head-to-head.
So is this the year, like, because we got Buffalo, excuse me, we got New England and Denver up top, and they both have young quarterbacks. Is this the year that Josh Allen, because he doesn't have to go through Kansas City, and they're playing, that they're starting to get things together, at least offensively? Could this be the year that Buffalo finally cracks through?
It could be. I don't know about Buffalo beating Denver or Houston. I think those defenses can shut them down. Well, we just saw Houston shut them down.
Yeah. That Houston defense is.
I don't know about them getting past those two. But, like, this is clearly the year that the Chiefs finally fell off tripped over the curb, fell off a cliff, whatever you want to say. And the Ravens did what to respond to it?
They ran it back.
And they did how much to get better?
They ran it back.
They treaded
they
water. Fine. All we got to do is, we just got to tread water.
Yeah, because we're good.
I mean, imagine if they actually, really, owner on down, wanted to be better than the Chiefs this year. Imagine what might have happened.
Well, right now they're the same.
Oh, they're worse. The Chiefs beat the snot out of them.
Chiefs eviscerated them.
Dudes were soft quitting in that game.
Yeah. Coming up next, it's T-Bone time. TMI with TIM. What you got?
We kind of touched on this a bit. Jason, you brought it up earlier. Rashad Bateman, and there's a lot wrong with this offense. He certainly plays a role in it because he has not come close to what he was able to do in 2024. Is this just an off year for Bateman, or is this cause for concern? We'll get into it next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast